You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
As parents, we all want our children to have meaningful and happy experiences as we're growing up at school and play dates, but sometimes scary situations may arise when we are not able to be their advocate and protect them. My next guest, Joelle Castex, is a survivor herself and is the leading national expert and speaker on empowering children and parents against bullying and sexual abuse. Welcome, Joelle.
So, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Please share with our audience in your a short bit about your personal experience and how you became an advocate for children.
Well, I am a victim of child sexual abuse. I was abused by a teacher in high school in Southern California, and I dealt with a lot of shame. I dealt with a lot of self-blame, and throughout years of working on healing, I made some pretty dramatic decisions to take responsibility for helping myself get better and finding accountability and making sure that what happened to me doesn't happen to anybody else. So about 15 years ago, I began being an advocate, an outspoken advocate for other victims of childhood sexual abuse. I used the civil courts to expose my abuser and the people who covered up for him, and have traveled the world helping other victims find justice. And then when my own son was born, I realized that the preventative information really wasn't there, and that I had this amazing treasure trove of information from the thousands of survivors I had worked with, survivors who had been bullied, survivors who had been sexually abused, survivors who had dealt with shame and guilt, and who understood the grooming practices of predators and how easy it is for a child to be vulnerable. So I took those experiences and what I knew, and I turned it into a book called The Well-Armored Child. And I've been speaking to parenting groups, in the media, to religious, anyone who deals with children, to make sure that what happened to me and to many of the people I've worked with doesn't happen again, because child sexual abuse and bullying are very easy to prevent and easy to identify and stop.
Well, you also have a book that came out recently, and it's called Scram, A Parent's Quick Start Guide to Preventing and Identifying and Ending Bullying. Now, what's the difference? You know, I just want people to know that I think sexual abuse is a type of bullying, but of course a much more, more aggressive, obviously, and violent. Can you tell us what we can do? What can parents do? Besides getting your books, what can we do right now to help our child be safer?
Well, and you're right on. There is a huge intersection between child sexual abuse and bullying. And while bullying tends to be more outspoken and seen, child sexual abuse is more insidious. But there are things that we can do right now to prevent bullying. The number one thing that parents of children can do, children who have technology, is to monitor and control that technology. Make sure that cell phones, internet-enabled devices such as gaming devices or tablets, computers are not allowed in private areas of the home. Make sure that any internet-capable device is in a common area where anyone using that device can be observed. And what that does is that controls behavior, because bullying, cyberbullying, happens in private and it happens in secret. It also helps parents to make sure that they monitor their child's cell phones, they monitor text, they monitor email, because that is the number one way that they can make sure that their child is not being targeted. Many times children are too scared to stand up and tell their parents that things are happening to them, or they think that they can handle it themselves. But as parents, it's important to assert that role as caregiver and as adult and intercede on the part of your child. Your child should have complete expectation of privacy when it comes to their body. But when it comes to technology, there should be no expectation of privacy, because you're putting the world in the palm of your child's hand.
Now, all of what you're saying is so true. You know, when I was growing up in the 70s and early 80s, we didn't have any of that. I mean, I suppose the only thing that we had was our telephone. You know, we'd be on the phone all the time and whatnot. But I growing up, I didn't have parents that really talked to me. So when I had my son is now 21 years old. So when he was growing up, though, I made sure that we talked, you know, at dinner time, and we just asked. I would just ask him a question here and there about what's going on at school, and I wanted to be at school, you know, sometimes being there when they're having events so I can watch the dynamics of the kids. Sometimes just being a good observer makes a big difference. What do you think?
You're right. You know, I also grew up in the 70s and early 80s, and there was a very different attitude toward children at the time. We were the bad news bears. We were the bad guys in movies. And because of that, many of us in that era were these kids that didn't have any sense of boundaries and in many ways lost our place in the world. And the best thing that parents can do now is engage with their child. Don't be a helicopter parent. You do not need to do things for your child, but you need to understand your child's world. You need to know who their peer group is. You need to know who the adults are in their lives. You need to know where they are and where they're going. Not because you are, you know, that you're putting this cage over your child, but because you care. You want your child to know that you care and that they are a stakeholder in your life and that you value what they have to say, yet you will always maintain that parenting role. So communication is key. Trust is key. Your child needs to know that you will always be there to help them, to provide for them, and to provide them good boundaries and good consequences for bad behavior.
Great. Very good. Love what you've said here. Now, Joelle, I'm being a doctor, you know, talking about sexual organs and sex itself and the changes that a child goes through when they go through the puberty stage and all that. That's the no-brainer for me. But most parents, often they actually bring their child to see me so that I can talk to them about it. A lot of parents are really scared to talk about their kids regarding sex. Do you see that to be true too?
That is definitely true. And what we need to do as parents to protect our child's safety is demystify our bodies. Because if we teach our child the correct names of their body parts from the time they are small, then that takes away the shame and mystification. So my son grew up knowing that a penis was a penis and a vagina was a vagina, and there weren't funny names for these things that devalued their sexual organs, and that they knew that their sexual organs were very special parts of their body that no one should look at and touch. And at the same time, when it comes to teaching your child about sex, it's about empowering your child. It's not a morality thing. You have to treat it like plumbing. You want your child to know the best foods to eat. You need to let your child, especially your daughters, understand how their body works, why it works in the way it does, and why they need to protect and value themselves.
That's great. You know, I've also remember when I was, when Cody was small, I actually would do role playing with him as a parent, because if he'd come home and he'd be upset about one child, you know, sometimes he'd just cry about it. But what I would do is role play and help him. Literally, I would be the bully kid and he would speak to me in a way where he can stand up for himself and speak out so that that child does not bother him anymore. Is that also part of your Well-Armored Child book?
Definitely, because children don't have communication skills. They need to learn them from their parents, and role-playing is key. And teaching your child the different roles people play in bullying, that there are victims and there are aggressors and there are bystanders, and they can stand up to bullies. And if we give our children communication tools, they're better equipped to go to school as strong kids who can stand up for themselves and are not targets.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, everyone, thanks so much. Joelle, you've given great information, and I wish I could talk more about things, because I know that what you're teaching, the Well-Armored Child, a Parent's Guide to Preventing Sexual Abuse, and that I know it's going to be available soon, so check it out on Amazon.com, and you can also go to her website, WellArmoredChild.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD.